Welcome to my podcast. My name is Sean King. Today, I will be talking about atomic radiation. Atomic radiation carries enough energy to detach electrons from atoms or molecules, thereby ionizing them. There are specific forms of ionizing radiation. Particulate radiation consists of atomic or subatomic particles which carry energy in the form of kinetic energy or mass and motion. Electromagnetic radiation, in which energy is carried by oscillating electrical and magnetic fields traveling through space at the speed of light. Oscillating vary in magnitude or position in a regular manner around a central point. We will be back after this break. If you or a loved one has been affected by radiation, please call now. And then, if the army has used any atomic bomb near your village, please call. This may result in free money because of you guys being damaged. Give us a call at 678-350-201. Ionizing radiation can cause different disease. These disease can be fatal. Cancers of the bile ducts, bone, brain, breast, colon, esophagus, gallbladder, liver, salivary gland, small intestine, and stomach. It is dangerous for people to go by radiated places. Most people that live near nuclear plants have to move so they don't get cancer or sick. Next, ionizing radiation was discovered by Wilhelm Röntgen in 1895 by passing an electric current through an evacuated glass tube and producing continuous X-rays. Then in 1896, Henry found that pitch blend caused a photographic plate to darken. He went on to demonstrate that this was due to beta radiation and alpha particles being emitted. Willard found a third type of radiation from pitch blend. Gamma rays, which were much the same as X-rays. You might ask, what is atomic energy used for? Atomic energy is used to create heat, which most frequently is used in steam turbines to produce electricity, in a nuclear plant. As a nuclear technology, nuclear power can be obtained from nuclear fission, nuclear decay, and nuclear fusion reactions.